From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Air Check, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Vicki Gregor.
Normally, during the first segment of Air Check, we invite someone from the community to pick a favorite new song and sit in on our roundtable discussion, but on this episode of Air Check, we're mixing it up a little. Change is good, right?
That is correct, Jeff.
Today it's just me and Vicki sharing some of our favorite holiday songs. After you hear our pearls of wisdom, we'll hear a song sung by little people at Manitou Springs Elementary. And finally, the big kids here at KRCC will give you their favorite new tunes from this past year. All of that on this year-end holiday edition of Air Check. So, Vicki, holiday music, what's it mean to you? What's your favorite pick?
Well, holiday music is complex. You know, when I think about what the holidays this time of year can mean, it has a lot to it. You know, you've got your joy, you've got your sadness, mm-hmm. you've got your, you know, busy, you've got your alone. So I tried to pick three songs that kind of touch on all of those
Great.
Points.
What's your first pick?
So my first pick is Sufjan Stevens' Sister Winter.
Oh, my friends, I've begun to worry right where I should be grateful, I should be satisfied. Oh, my heart, I would clap and dance in place with my friends I have so much pleasure to embrace. But my heart is returned to Sister Winter. But my heart is as cold as ice.
It's a beautiful song. Beautiful.
He writes nothing but beautiful songs. Really.
Year round.
Just whatever the subject, beautiful, guaranteed. The reason I love this song is the mix of melancholy and sadness and some remembrances that are both joyful and, you know, have pangs to them.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed in with gratitude and acknowledging friends and the people who are around him, but he's really being quite honest about, you know, this is where I go. This is where I'm going in my head and in my heart. So it's a very honest song, and I think it just gives some folks a chance to not always be joyful in every given moment that might go with any given holiday. I appreciate that.
Now my heart. Return to Sister Winter. Now my heart is as cold as ice. All my friends I've returned to Sister Winter. All my friends I apologize.
So maybe that's why it's so beautiful, is it's so honest. You know, you kind of get trapped into the have to be joyous and happy and giving this time of year, and this kind of isn't that.
It's all contained in that song, very honestly. And as the song plays on, he rises to the occasion of remembering what the time of year is. So he brings it all together, and there's nothing about it that's phony. It seems incredibly honest.
Sufjan Stevens, Sister Winter.
All right, Jeff, so as we start to chip away on our three picks, what are you starting off with?
Well, number one for me is a new release from a group of guys that I have a lot of admiration for, the group Los Lobos, a brand new Christmas CD from them called Llegó Navidad, and this is Christmas and You. Group of homies out of East LA who have just had a phenomenal career. And, you know, I can't help but think of when I hear a new Christmas song that I hope it becomes a standard. You got to think about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Winter Wonderland and Frosty the Snowman, all these songs that we've heard over and over and over. If you are an artist, a musician, and you pen one of those, you can retire. You can, I mean, the royalties on something like that are huge, and I hope these guys do it. I hope they hit the lottery with this Christmas song.
You know, we would all wish that for Los Lobos, as good as they are. Here's the thing that's so cool about this song. It sounds like a 50s classic.
Yeah, it does.
And it sounds like a Los Lobos song. That's the thing. It doesn't sound generated to fit a season. We could play this one all the time for many years to come, and it's going to be okay.
Los Lobos, Christmas and You, from their new album, Llegó Navidad. Number two, your second most favorite Christmas holiday pick.
I picked this one because it is a family standard at our house. This is Dar Williams, The Christians and the Pagans.
Amber called her uncle, said we're up here for the holiday. Jane and I were having solstice, now we need a place to stay. And her Christ-loving uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son hang candy canes, all made with red dye number three. He told his niece, it's Christmas Eve, I know our life is not your style. She said, Christmas is like solstice, and we miss you, and it's been a while. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground the best that they were able. Just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending hope for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses.
Finding common ground during the holidays.
Wishing each other peaceful, beautiful thoughts, no matter what thinking you come from, what spiritual walk you're on, how you self-identify, transcends all that to the phrase, and we miss you, and it's been a while, so let's get together. A nice way to raise my daughters, too.
Yeah.
Like that this song was playing every year, you know, getting into their psyches.
I really like that this song is about, like you said, coming together. How many of us have been in tense, kind of stressful table discussions during the holidays? And this moves around that. It's like we're one, and it's nice to be one.
That's a good point. It just lifts you out of that uncomfortable space, and it really quickly gets to just being together. You don't have to overthink it. You don't have to defend a position. You simply come together and just let that be the gift.
Yeah, nice. So does it work at your house? I love it.
We only play it for others.
Try. We try. That was Dar Williams and her song, The Christians and the Pagans.
All right, Jeff, that was my second pick. I'm curious to see what this one is for you.
Number two for me would have to be a childhood favorite, and I hope that it's everybody's childhood favorite. If I had my way, every child would embed this in their holiday psyche. This is Vince Guaraldi and his trio with Linus and Lucy. You know, I remember a lot of holiday specials from when I was a kid. There was that kind of freaky Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Still around.
Yeah, that was kind of scary somehow. But the Charlie Brown Christmas special was so wonderful.
And remember, you had to wait for it. You can get anything on demand now
right,
when you want it.
Right.
But this is back in the time of before that, where you waited and anticipated, which really brought a beautiful thing to it all.
Yeah. I have a wonderful memory also of Charlie Brown going out, getting that sad, sad Christmas tree and getting a little grief for it. Oh, good grief, Charlie Brown. And then bringing it back and the kids do some magic on it. And it's this beautiful thing that they sing songs around. It's such a wonderful cartoon.
I suspect that this one keeps generating. I mean, I know it does. Even if you're, you know, modern and jaded and whatever, if this is playing on a screen anywhere, I can't believe somebody doesn't sit themselves down,
yeah.
a kid, a young person, and check it out.
I hope so.
If nothing really else, Snoopy whipping that blanket around with Linus attached. Come on.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. All right, Vicki, your number three must-hear song for the holiday season.
This is a newer one from the last few years now. Great Lake Swimmers, Hang a String of Lights.
Vicki, I'm sensing some get-together themes in your music picks.
You know what?
Getting together. And
there it is, Jeff. You just put your finger on it. I actually have a scene in my head, like, stay with me here. Think of, you know, The Big Chill, putting the dishes away and how everybody breaks out into dancing. I kind of have a similar thing in my head with people, you know, wrapping presents or the tree or they're at a gathering. And this song comes on and everybody just kind of stops and looks at each other and starts to do that little dance that you do.
Yeah.
And, you know, festivity breaks out around a song like this.
Yeah, it's really joyous. It's really a fun. I like the image of pulling out the box of tangled Christmas lights that have been sitting at, you know, dormant for a year.
Right.
You know, this ritual that can happen too, that's really, can be really nice.
It's an upbeat song, simple, and that's what it's about, is Let's just celebrate, hang a string of lights, and not a bad thing to spend your time on.
Right. Beautiful pick. The Great Lake Swimmers, Hang a String of Lights, and that's from Isn't This World Enough. Nice pick.
All right, Jeff, you know my three picks. And that was hard to do.
Yeah.
But there they are.
I need to probably clarify that my list is in reverse. This is actually my favorite. I've been holding my favorite out for last.
Yeah.
Okay? It's my number one pick. This would be none other than Ella Fitzgerald singing What Are You Doing New Year's Eve?
When the bells all ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing, will I be with you, or will I be among the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's Eve? Wonder whose arms will hold.
Vicky, have you ever gotten past Christmas and thought, well, that's kind of a letdown. That was kind of, there's a lot of hype around that, and it was stressful and spent too much money and I'm tired, too much eggnog, whatever the case. I think New Year's is more of a internal holiday somehow.
Wow,
I don't know.
Jeff.
I mean, there's so much resolution and there's so much possibility in the next year that you really, you know, people party on New Year's Eve. We know that, But for me, it's more of a solitary holiday.
It's almost a celebration of hope springs eternal. You put something away, you're ready to start all over again. Coming out of the chute of busy and worry sometimes and all the things that can go with a holiday and it being tired. And there is something about New Year's Eve rolling into New Year's that suggests you're going to do it all over again, that you're willing to put something to bed and start again.
And this is such a beautiful love song, too. It's a desire for love, for connecting with someone.
And it's Ella Fitzgerald. Ella Fitzgerald could sing anything, and really, it's exquisite. But it seems like that song, like a lot of her songs, were written just for her.
Beautiful, beautiful album. If you don't have this one, you should have it in your library. It's called A Swingin' Christmas. Ella Fitzgerald singing standards. And then this tune about New Year's Eve. What are you doing New Year's Eve?
But in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's Eve? Oh, what are you doing New Year's Eve? So,
Vicky, I think it's safe to say that we were both schooled just a little bit by Miss Farrell's kindergarten class at Manitou Elementary the end of November.
You know, when Tass was singing a holiday song, I think Miss Farrell's kindergarten class learned an aspect of inclusion by singing a song that is meaningful to everyone, a song that, regardless of religious beliefs or economic status or nationality, has a place in all of our lives. And that's the winter solstice.
Yeah.
And they were really cute, too.
My name is William. My teacher is Miss Farrell. And the song is Light is Returning.
Light is returning, even though this is the darkest hour, no one can hold back the dawn. Let's keep it burning, let's keep the flame of hope alive, let's save our journey.
Macrina, how did you learn that song?
I learned it in music class with Miss Lawson.
Oh, did Miss Lawson use a piano when you were singing it?
And a ukulele.
So a piano and a ukulele. Did you sing it at your house?
Yeah. I sang it to my sister.
You sang it to your sister. Is she an older sister or a baby sister?
Kind of like, she's like a little smaller than me.
So she's going to probably learn a song someday, and she knows that you can help her with it. Thank you for talking to us.
You're welcome.
That was Miss Farrell's kindergarten class at Manitou Elementary singing Light is Returning, and also KRCC's Vicki Greger speaking with Macrina, who was a very sweet little girl, and she may have been just a little bit intimidated by our big microphones.
Adorable, not just cute, Jeff. Adorable.
Okay, I'll give you that. She was very adorable. All of the kids were. A very sweet class at Manitou Elementary. This is Air Check on 91.5 KRCC. Stay tuned.
We're approaching year's end, and 2019 has delivered us some amazing music. And KRCC's local music hosts have been on a mission to play that music for you during each of their shows every evening on 91.5 KRCC. So we've asked all of them to pick a favorite song from this last year, which is not any easy task for music enthusiasts. And here's what they came up with.
Hey, this is Rooster Coop, Monday Night DJ here at KRCC. My favorite song of 2019 was Don't Want to Be Without You from Penny and Sparrow. It's a great song about love and sticking with it.
Say word if we reincarnate, and whatever God said, it's your turn for choosing. Would you rather come back, be born in a circle, see the oldest garden, the crescent is fertile, or would you prefer to see life underwater? Only knowing oceans have hundreds of daughters, there's a part of hope that is sown in this theory. Give me any species and keep yourself near me. Ladies, I don't want to be without you. If you start over, can I read your mind to anything you become? Let me run beside you, go a little bit farther. So what if I manage to mess up a sequence?
Hey everybody, this is Dr. T, your music master, host of the Tuesday Late Night Music Mix. My favorite song of the year would have to be Eartha by Jamila Woods from her album Legacy. whole album is about different people, men and women, who have been influential for Jamila Woods in her life. This one in particular is about the famous actress Eartha Kitt. And though it is an homage to Eartha Kitt, it really is a song about self-empowerment in the midst of a relationship that has a great beat that was inspired by Erykah Badu's Back in the Day. And all this happens in less than 3 minutes.
I don't know why I keep sitting listening to you. How many times do I sit and listen to you? I don't know why I keep sitting listening to you. How many times do I sit and listen to you? I don't know why I keep sitting listening to you. It's not that I'm bored.
This is DJ Melissa for the Wednesday Late Night Music Mix. And one of my favorite songs of 2019 is Buka Danza by the group from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Kokoko. What I love about this song is that it creates such a great energy. It merges the world between music and dance, and it definitely gets me moving and grooving.
DJ Probe here, host of a Thursday Late Night Music Mix. Well, my song for 2019, more of a earworm that's been rattling around my head since it was released in March of this year, is Issues by new artist Lucia Jackson.
I'm jealous, I'm overzealous. When I'm down, I get real down. When I'm high, I don't calm down. I get angry, baby, believe me. I could love you just like that, and I could leave you just as fast. But you don't judge me, 'cause if you did, baby, I would judge you too. Now you don't judge me, 'cause if you did, baby, I would judge you too.
And Issues is her take on a very successful song by Julia Michaels, very successful song which was nominated for the 60th Grammys. I love this song because Issues, well, I'm not so sure if I've got the issues or it's the issues of the year or what have you, but it just keeps playing in my head.
But I need you do things on purpose. You get mad and you break things. Feel bad, try to fix things, but you're perfect, poorly wired circuit.
This is Bob Slade with the Friday Evening Music Mix, and it was a coin toss for my favorite song of 2019. The first one is R.I.D.E. by Ride, which sounds like early My Bloody Valentine. And the second is Imperial Teen with their tune, We Do What We Do Best, which reminds me of what we're doing on Friday nights.
We do what we do best. 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 Ya, get to know ya, underneath ya, your mind. I'm a Sally, watching telly, underwhelm me, big time. We do what we do best, we do what we do best, we do what we do best, we do what we do best. Mother Nature.
I'm GT, host of the Blue Plate Special, heard every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. My pick for blues song of the year is a song called Get Together or Get Apart by Chicago-born and bred Taranzo Cannon. Taranzo was influenced by not only Buddy Guy, but Jimi Hendrix, B.B. King, Albert Collins, and he brings all of those influences to the fore with this one particular song. And I like the sentiment of what it's about. Get together or get apart.
Hi, I'm Tim from the Jazz Excursion on Sunday nights at 7 to 10. One of my favorite songs that came out this year was Summon the Fire from The Comet Is Coming. At a time when you wonder, figuratively, all this energy building up, is something about to happen? King Shabaka on his saxophone does let you know, imminently, the comet is coming.
This is DJ Run from the Roots Reggae Show. You can check me out every Sunday from 10 p.m. to midnight. And I like this song by Steel Pulse called World Gone Mad. The song is based on the reality of life and what we're facing each and every day, about global warming and all the rest of the stuff we're faced in. So anytime you get a chance, you can check it out. You can listen to the song and you can listen to the album. And the album is called Mass Manipulation.
Well, that's it for this episode of Air Check. We want to thank Miss Farrell and her kindergarten class at Manitou Elementary School for establishing some common ground for the grown-ups. If you'd like to see a picture of Miss Farrell's kindergarten class or maybe revisit the KRCC community host Music Picks, we've provided some lists and links on our website, krcc.org. And if you're in the giving spirit this holiday season, we hope you might consider stuffing KRCC's stocking with a year-end gift. Just click on the Donate Now button at krcc.org and be sure to mention Air Check in your renewal, additional gift, or new membership. For 91.5 KRCC and Air Check, I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Vicki Gregor.
Happy holidays.